好，感谢主，我们今天晚上聚集来敬拜神，学习神的话语。
And thank God that tonight we can gather here together to worship, to study God's words.
好，我们今天的读经进度是民数记三十章。
And we've entered the book of Micah. Sorry, the book of Numbers.
三十章。
Chapter 30.
我们刚好里面呢就谈到一个主题，就是许愿。
And what one of the topics it talks about is making a vow.
所以我们来读读这里面的几个经文来做我们的学习。
And so we'll take a look at a few verses for our mutual encouragement.
我们请打开民数记三十章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 30.
第二节。
Verse 2.
民数记三十章第二节。
Numbers chapter 30, verse 2.
人若向耶和华许愿或是起誓，要约束自己，就不可食言，必要按口中所出的一切话去行。
When a man makes a vow to the Lord or takes an oath to obligate himself by a pledge, he must not break his word, but must do everything he said.
第三，女子年幼还在妇家的时候，若向耶和华许愿，要约束自己。
When a young woman still living in her father's house makes a vow to the Lord or obligates herself by a pledge.
第四，她父亲也听见她所许的愿，并约束自己的话，却向她默默不言。她所许的愿并约束自己的话，就都要为定。
And her father hears about her vow or pledge, but says nothing to her. Then all her vows and every pledge by which she obligated herself will stand.
第五，但她父亲听见的日子，若不应承她所许的愿和约束自己的话，就都不得为定。耶和华也必赦免她，因为她父亲不应承。
But if her father forbids her when he hears about it, none of her vows or pledges by which she obligated herself will stand. The Lord will release her because her father has forbidden her.
这里谈到有关许愿的事情。
And so here it talks about making a vow.
就是说我向神许愿如果神成全了我的这个愿望的话，那我就要还愿。
In other words, I promise God something, and if he grants it to me, then I must repay him.
好，但是这里却有一个情况就是说女子年幼还在家里的时候。
But here it has an exception, which is that if a young woman before she's married is still living in the house,
她的父亲如果默默不言表示她赞成她的女儿所许的愿。
And if the father stays silent, which means that he approves of her vow.
但是如果她父亲不同意的话。
But if he does not agree,
那么这个女儿所许的愿就不成立了。
Then the vow the daughter made will not stand.
意思是说孩子还在家里她所许的愿也要看父亲的态度来做决定。
Which means that when a child makes a vow in her father's home, she starts to look up to her father.
然后第二种情况是，如果她出嫁了然后也向神许愿。
The second exception is if she makes a vow after she has been married.
她的丈夫听见，如果也是不讲话，那也表示她承认了她的太太所许的愿。
And if he hears it but says nothing, then that means that he also agrees with her vow.
但是如果她的丈夫听见以后也不同意的话，那也都是废掉了她所许的愿。
But if he hears of it and disagrees then and objects, then that means her vow is null.
那这样子他所许的愿也就不能够成立，所以神也会赦免他。
And so because her vow no longer stands, so God will forgive her.
所以这两种情形就是说所许的愿也要看父亲同不同意，也要看丈夫同不同意才能做决定。
And so for her, the vow depends on whether her father or her husband agrees.
他这里呢当然一般讲女子呢是受到父亲还有丈夫的一个管制才能够承认或否定她的许愿。
And so here it's showing how the woman depends on the husband or the father to approve of her vow.
但是我们现在要把它跳脱这个经文的背景，我们希望来看看许愿这件事情在我们的信仰上有怎样的一个重要性。
But let's look at the background of and the context of this so that we can see how we can apply it to our lives.
在圣经里面呢也有谈到几个人有向神许愿。
The Bible also talks about a few people who made vows.
那么神啊同意了啊垂听了他们的祷告，那他们就要向神许还愿了。
And God agreed to and answered their prayers, so they had to fulfill their pledge.
所以等一下我们来谈谈这些人他们的许愿以及还愿的过程。
And so we will look at these characters and the process they went through.
但是我们先来看许愿这件事情啊，在我们的信仰上有怎样的重要性？
But what is the importance of making a vow?
以及我们要如何小心来许愿，才不至于得罪神？
And how can we be careful of when making a vow so we do not offend God?
我们请看传道书。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
传道书第五章第四节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 4.
传道书第五章第四节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 4.
你向神许愿。偿还不可迟延，因为他不喜悦愚昧人，所以你许的愿应当偿还。
When you make a vow to God, do not delay in fulfilling it. He has no pleasure in fools. Fulfill your vow.
第五，你许愿不还，不如不许。
It is better not to vow than to make a vow and not fulfill it.
第六，不可任你的口使你肉体犯罪，也不可在祭司面前说是错许了，为何使神因你的声音发怒，败坏你手所做的呢？
6. Do not let your mouth lead you into sin, and do not protest to the temple messenger, saying, My vow was a mistake. Why should God be angry at what you say, and destroy the work of your hands?
第七，多梦和多言，其中多有虚幻，你只要敬畏神。
7. Much dreaming and many words are meaningless, therefore stand in awe of God.
在这里呢，传道书也告诉我们有关许愿的事情。
And so here, Ecclesiastes also talks about making vows.
以及我们一定要还愿不可迟延。
And why we must fulfill our vow and not delay.
那特别是许了愿以后如果你许错了，那当然还是要去还愿。
And we cannot say, oh, it was a mistake. We still have to fulfill it.
所以其实这里呢，有讲到一个很重要的观念。
And so here it talks about a very important concept.
就是说许愿呢，不可以随随便便的就向神许愿。
Which means we cannot carelessly make a vow.
因为有时候许了愿，你反而不去还愿的话，那你反而会得罪神。
Because if you make a vow but you do not fulfill it, you will offend God even more.
神反而会因为你的许愿而生气，然后败坏你所做的事情。
And God will be angry because of what you've done and destroy the work of your
hands. 所以呢，在这个经文里面呢，有几个原则我们一定要把握的。
And so here, there's a few concepts we must take care of.
第一个就是说，不要随随便便就许愿。
First is that we do not make a vow carelessly.
尤其第五节说，你许愿不还，不如不许。
And especially in verse 5, it says that it's better not to vow than to make a vow and not fulfill it.
意思说，如果你许了愿而不还愿，你反而会惹神生气。
Which means that if you do not fulfill it, you'll make God even angrier.
所以呢，第一个，我们要许愿之前，一定要谨慎小心，再三思考说，要不要许这个愿呢？
So before we make the vow, let us take care and consider and reflect, do we want to make this vow?
你许的这个愿，你能够还愿吗？
If you make this vow, can you actually fulfill it?
一定要想很清楚以后，才做决定要许愿啊。
And you need to think carefully before you make the vow.
所以呢，我们在许愿的事情上，第一个原则是说要很谨慎，很小心。
And so this is our first step is to be very careful and to take heed.
那我们再举一个例子，就像哈拿向神许愿。
So as an example, Hannah she made a vow to God.
因为她跟丈夫结婚很多年，可是一直都不能够生小孩。
Because she was married for many years, but she could not have any children.
而她丈夫有另外一个妻子。
And her husband had another wife.
而另外一个妻子却生了许多小孩。
And that wife had many children.
所以呢，有生小孩的那个另外那个妻子呢，就常常来欺负这个哈拿。
And so this other wife constantly bullied Hannah.
所以哈拿很痛苦，很难过。
And so Hannah felt horrible, and she was constantly sad.
他们每一年也都到会幕这里来向神献祭，向神祷告。
And every year they went to the temple to make offering and to pray.
他应该也每一年也都在向神祷告，求一个孩子。
And I'm sure every year she was praying to God and asking for a child.
可是一直都没有任何的结果。
But there was no result.
一直到最后他才向神许愿。
Until the very end when she made a vow.
神啊，如果你赐给我一个儿子的话，我就愿意把他献给你来做祭司。
Lord, if you're willing to give me a child, then I'm willing to give him to you as a priest.
所以呢，他许这个愿呢，是一个很大的愿，是一个很难做得到的事情。
And this is a very big vow. It's very difficult to do.
因为呢，他完全不能够生小孩。
Because she could not have children.
那如果真的神给他一个儿子的话
，And if God gave her a son,
这是很难得宝啊，很难得得到的一个宝贝儿子啊。
This is she.It was very hard for her to have this precious child.
那既然得到一个儿子之后，应该把他留在身边，好好的教导他啊，来当自己的宝贝啊。
And now that you have this child, you would value and he would be precious, and you would want to keep him by your side.
可是他又许这个愿说要把他献给神。
But she made the vow saying that she would give
him to God. 那等于说他得到这个儿子后也献给神，等于他又没有儿子了。
Which means that if she gives it back to God, in other words, she has no child again.
所以呢，许这个愿呢，好像要割自己的一块肉一样。
So making this vow for her was like cutting off a piece of her flesh.
所以这个对哈拿来讲哦，要许这个愿是很难的决定啊。
And so for her, making this vow was a very hard decision.
我们想一想啊，如果我们自己像哈拿一样。
We think about it. If we were like Hannah,
我们也都不能够啊生小孩。
And we cannot have children.
那已经好多年了。
And it's been many years.
可能年纪也越来越大，再不生就没有机会了。
And we're getting older. If we don't have a child now, we might never do.
然后向神许愿。
And we make the vow to God.
如果你给我啊，我就要把孩子献给你。
If you give him to me, if you give one to me, then I will give him back.
那等于我还是没有孩子。
In other words, I will still have no children.
但是呢，我却可以把孩子献给神，是对神的感谢。
But at least I can offer something to God, which is an offering of thanks.
所以呢，这种愿望是一个很不容易，但是也对神的感谢是非常的重要的。
And this was not easy, but it also showed her gratitude to God.
所以呢，要许这个愿很难。
And so it was very difficult for her to make this.
要看她能不能真的割舍掉她的宝贝儿子呢。
And it was a test to see if she was willing to fulfill it.
有的人可能许了愿，可是舍不得啊。
Some people they might make a vow, but afterwards they do not, they cannot go through with it.
所以就不能够还愿。
And so they cannot fulfill it.
那就会惹神生气了。
And this will invoke God's anger.
所以呢，这个愿呢，要许的时候要非常谨慎。你确定呢？你一定可以还愿吗？你才去许啊。
When you make a vow, you need to be very sure. Can you really fulfill it before you go make it?
但是神呢，对他的祝福比他还愿更大。
But God's blessing was even greater than what she had given back.
原来她是不能够生的。
She originally could not have children.
可是生了一个又献给神，等于也没有。
But after she had a child, she gave him back to God, so she had no children.
可是神却没有亏待她呢。
But God did not forsake her.
反而让她以后又生了其他的孩子啊。
And he did not cheat her. In fact, later on, she had more children.
我们来看撒母耳记上第二章。
Turn to 1 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记上第二章
First Samuel chapter 2
21节
verse
21我们请看20节
Let's look at verse 20
第二章20节
Chapter 2 verse 20
以利为以利加拿和他的妻祝福说耶和华由这个妇人再赐给你后裔代替你从耶和华求来的孩子他们就回本乡去了
Eli would blessElkanah and his wife, saying, May the Lord give you children by this woman to take the place of the one she prayed for and gave to the Lord. Then they went home.
21. 耶和华眷顾哈拿，她就怀孕生了三个儿子，两个女儿。那孩子撒母耳在耶和华面前渐渐长大。
21. And the Lord was gracious to Hannah. She conceived and gave birth to three sons and two daughters.Meanwhile, the boy Samuel grew up in the presence of the Lord.
所以呢，本来不能够生的，难得生了一个，又献给神，可是神却给他更大的恩典。
So originally she was barren, and she had one, and she gave it back to God, and God granted her greater blessing.
让她又可以得到三个儿子，两个女儿。
So that she was able to conceive three sons and two daughters.
那等于说是五倍啊。
In other words, she received five times.
所以呢，这就是神给她的祝福。
And this is the blessing God has given her.
所以我们看到还愿之后呢，没有亏损，反而得到神更大的恩典。
And so we can see that whenever we fulfill a vow, we will never be cheated, but God will bless us even more.
因为呢，神是一个怜悯慈爱的神。
Because God is a God of mercy and love.
神啊，不会跟我们人啊做计较，说哦，你要给我这个，你怎么不给我？我要处罚你。
God will never negotiate with us, saying, "Oh, you gave me this, and so you did not give me this, so I will punish you."
啊，因为你不答应啊，你没有按你的愿望来成全的话，我要处罚你。这个看起来神好像很小气。
If sometimes it looks like God is very cheap when He says, "Oh, well, you did not give this back to me."
但是如果真的给了以后，神是大大方方的给他更大的恩典。给他五倍啊。
But in truth, when we fulfill our vows and give to God, He will bless us five times more.
所以今天呢，我们啊要很谨慎来做许愿的事情。
And so today we have to be very careful when making a vow.
但是许了愿一定要还愿。
And when we make a vow, we must fulfill it.
因为神会给我们更大的祝福，就像对哈拿一样。
And then, like Hannah, God will bless us even more.
啊，这是第一个态度啊。不要随随便便就许愿了。
And so this is the first attitude we must have, not to make a vow carelessly.
一定要想想我这个愿望可不可以还愿的。
We have to consider, can I fulfill this vow?
啊，以及我许的这个愿是不是属灵的啊？对啊，对神的一种赞美跟感谢。
And is this vow spiritual? Will it actually glorify God?
好，那第二个态度啊。
And so the second attitude.
我们还会来看。传道书第五章。
Let's come back to Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
第二个态度是说，要还偿还的时候，不要迟延。
And so the next is that we should not delay in fulfilling.
因为还愿的时候呢，要快快的还愿。
And when we fulfill our vows, we must do it quickly.
因为呢，我们如果迟延的时候，就代表我们不太乐意，不太甘心的去还愿。
Because if we delay, it shows that we are not quite willing to.
其实这种 delay 哈，这种迟延是一种心态上不太愿意的表现。
And this delay shows our attitude that our heart is unwilling.
虽然后来勉强了也还了愿了，也许了愿了也还了可是那心态是不甘心、不乐意的，那神不喜悦啊。
And even if we do fulfill it, then we've done it with a grudging heart, and God will not be happy.
所以神要我们还愿的时候，不要迟延，代表是我们甘心乐意的赶快把它还愿啊。
And so God wants us to not delay fulfilling the vow, so that it shows we are willing to fulfill it.
那同样的，这个不要迟延的还愿呢，也有一个很重要的经文也有记载。
And there's another passage that also records this.
我们来看《生命记》二十三章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy.
二十三章二十一节。
Chapter 23, verse 21.
生命记二十三章二十一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 21.
你向耶和华你的神许愿，偿还不可迟延，因为耶和华你的神必定向你追讨，你不偿还就有罪。
If you make a vow to the Lord your God, do not be slow in to pay it.For the Lord your God will certainly demand it for you, and you will be guilty of sin.
22, 你若不许愿，倒是无罪啊。
But if you refrain from making a vow, you will not be guilty.
23, 你嘴里所出的就是你口中应许，甘心所献的要照你向耶和华你的神所许的愿谨守遵行。
Whatever your lips utter, you must surely do, because you made your vow freely to the Lord your God with your own mouth.
好，所以这里就不要偿还的时候不要迟延。
And so here it tells us do not be slow to pay.
因为呢，这代表说我们心里是不甘心、不乐意的来还愿呐。
Because it will show that we are unwilling and we are unhappy to.
所以二十三节才说哈，如果我们已经许了愿，那要还愿的时候要甘心、非常甘心乐意的来还愿呐。
And this is why verse 23 says that we made the vow freely, so we must fulfill it freely.
那这样子就会得到神的喜悦啊。
And only in this way can we obtain God's.
所以呢，我们不要迟延。
And can we please God? So we must not delay.
所以在许愿这件事情上啊，我们第二个一定要有个态度是说，不要找各种的借口来拖延向神还愿的这件事情。
And so the second principle is that we should not find excuses to drag our feet in fulfilling.
有时候人哈、哦、要做一件事情的时候，他想做就会找很多很多的理由来支持他去做这件事情。
And sometimes when we have something we need to do, we will come up with many excuses to not to do it.
啊，我们想要做，我们就很多的 reason 哈、哦。我们要想要做，我们找很多的理由。哎，对呀、啊，我要这样做，我好多理由支持我去做。
And we'll have a lot of there's something we want to do, and we'll have a lot of different reasons to.
但是我们如果不想做一件事情，我们就找很多很多的借口，说啊，因为这样这样这样，所以我不能做。
Pardon me. We'll have a lot of reasons of why it needs to get done. But if it's something we don't want to do, we'll also find a lot of reasons why we can't do it.
那这就是我们的心态的问题啊。
And so this is an issue of attitude.
所以我们今天呢、啊，来到神面前呢、啊，一定要存着敬畏神的心。
And so today, when we come before God, we must have a reverent.
因为神都知道我们的心里在想什么。
Because God knows what our heart is thinking.
我们心里是甘心的还是不甘心的，其实神早就知道了。
Whether we're willing or not, God already knows.
你在找各种理由，搞这种借口，其实都是没有用的。
And no matter how many reasons you find, it's useless.
因为神都知道了。
Because God already knows.
那神的审判就会把我们的心、啊、全部都显露出来。
And God's punishment will reveal our heart.
所以我们在神面前呢，没有办法隐藏起来。
And so there's nothing that we can conceal before God.
那既然不能隐藏，不如就坦坦白白的全部都放到神面前。
And since we can't hide it from God, we might as well put it frankly before God.
那既然是许了愿，要还愿的时候就赶快还，那表示我对神是完全的尽忠的。
And so if we've made a vow, we should just fulfill it quickly, showing that we obey in respect to God.
这就是神所喜悦的事情啊。
And this is what pleases the Lord.
好，这就是第二个原则。
So this is the second principle.
不要迟延，要甘心乐意的去还愿。
Do not delay, but to fulfill it willingly.
好，那我们再看回来啊，《传道书》第五章。
Let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
传道书第五章啊啊，又说了第三个原则，我们可以学习的。
And so here it gives us a third principle.
传道书第五章啊，说我们哦、啊，在神面前哦 啊，不要说我错许了，我许错了。那、啊、在祭司面前说我错许了，那这样都哎，这个错了，我不算不算。
And so it says we cannot say that our vow was a mistake.
如果我们在祭司面前已经许了愿，然后后来才说啊，这是我许错了，那我能不能取消啊？不要算我这个许愿的事情。
We cannot go back to the messenger saying, "Oh, well, I made a vow, but it was a mistake. Can we cancel it?"
在神面前，你既然许了愿，不能够取消的。
In front of God, if you made a vow, you cannot cancel it.
所以第三个原则说，许了愿，既然已经许了，没有那个许错的啊，就无效的，没有这种事情。
And so here it tells us that there is no such thing of a vow made by mistake.
既然已经许了，就没有所谓的许错的事情，一定要还愿的。
That after you've made it, you must fulfill it.
因为许了愿呢、啊，在神面前讲的话，这个一定要还的，这个不能在神面前又后悔，啊、然后又要把它取消。
You cannot regret the words you told God and try to take it back.
虽然你后来才发现是许错了。
Even though later on you realize you made a mistake.
但是没有办法了，这就是你在神面前所许的愿已经成立了，不能够取消的了。
But it is too late. You have made this vow and it is established before God, so you cannot cancel it.
这就是第三个原则哦，这个原则更严重哦。
And so this is the third principle and it is even more severe.
因为呢，你又在神面前讲出许愿的事情了。
Because you've made a vow before God.
然后后来又说啊，对不起，神啊，我错了，这个愿不算呐。
And then you later come back and say, "Oh, sorry, Lord, this doesn't count."
那神说没有办法了，你已经讲了，讲了就讲了，你已经许了愿了，你一定要完成，你不能可以说它是不算的。
Then the Lord will tell us, "Well, you've said what you said, so it still counts."
这个时候我们只好承受那个后果。
And we can only bear the consequences.
那我们要讲一个例子，就是四世纪有一个士师哈，就是犯了这种错误啊。
And there's an example in the book of Judges where a prophet made this.
他也是许了愿。
He also made a vow.
然后后来才发现他许错了。
And later on, he realized he made a mistake.
可是他想跟神说：“神啊，这个是错的愿望哦，啊，这个可不可以不要算？”
But he couldn't go back to the Lord to say, "Oh, Lord, this was a mistake. Can we not count it?"
可是神说：“不行了，你已经许了。” 你不能够再取消它，说这是不算的了。
But God told him, well, you made this vow, and so you cannot cancel it.
那这个人呢，叫做耶弗他。
And so, this man was Jephthah.
我们来看四世纪十一章。四世纪。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 11.
这里有一个祭司士师啊，叫耶弗他。四世纪十一章。
And so, Judges chapter 11 talks about a prophet, Jephthah.
我们请看第一节。
Let's look at verse one.
基列人耶弗他是个大能的勇士，是妓女的女儿，妓女的儿子耶弗他也是基列所生的。
Jephthah the Gileadite was a mighty warrior. His father was Gilead. His mother was a prostitute.
好，后来这个耶弗他就被神拣选来当了士师。
And so later on, Jephthah was chosen by God to be a
judge. 然后他就带领以色列人来跟外邦人来打仗。
And so he was chosen to fight against the Ammonites for the
Israelites. 主要是跟亚门人来打仗。
It was to fight against the Ammonites.
然后他打这个仗他就向神许愿。
And so before the battle, he made a vow to God.
如果我打胜仗回来以后。
And he said that if I made a vow,
如果神帮助我把亚门人打败了。
If I was victorious against the Ammonites.
那我如果平平安的回家的时候。
And I go back peacefully.
无论谁从我家里门出来迎接我，我就要把它完全献给神
Then whoever comes to me out of my house will be dedicated to the Lord.
他竟然没有想到说。走出来的会是谁
？And he did not consider who might come to meet him.
我们来看十一章的三十一节。
Let's look at chapter 11, verse 31.
我们请看三十节。
Verse 30.
三十节，耶弗他就向耶和华许愿说：“你若将亚门人交在我手中
，And Jephthah made a vow to the Lord, if you give the Ammonites into my hands.
三十一，我从亚门人那里平平安安回来的时候，无论。什么人先从我家门出来迎接我，我就必归你，我也必将他献上为燔祭。
Whatever comes out of the door of my house to meet me when I return in triumph from the Ammonites will be the Lord's, and I will sacrifice it as a burnt offering.
跳过来看三十四节。
Let's skip to verse 34.
耶弗他回耶米斯巴到自己的家，不料他的女儿。拿着鼓跳舞出来迎接他，是他独生的，此外无儿无女。
When Jephthah returned to his home in Mizpah, who should come out to meet him but his daughter, dancing to the sound of tambourines? She was an only child. Except for her, he had neither son nor daughter.
三十五，耶弗他看见他，就撕裂衣服说：“哀哉，我的女儿啊！”你使我甚是愁苦，叫我作难因为我已经向耶和华开口许愿，不能够挽回。
When he saw her, he tore his clothes and cried, "Oh, my daughter, you have made me miserable and wretched, because I have made a vow to the Lord that I cannot break."
三十六，他女儿回答说：“父啊，你既向耶和华开口，就当照你口中所说的向我行，因为耶和华已经在仇敌亚门人身上。”为你报仇。
My father, she replied, you have given your word to the Lord. Do to me just as you promised. Now that the Lord has avenged you of your enemies, the Ammonites.
三十七，又对父亲说，有一件事求你允准，容我去两个月与同伴在山上，好哀哭我终身为处女。
But grant me this one request, she said. Give me 2 months to roam the hills and weep with my friends because I will never marry.
三十八，耶弗他说：“你去吧，就容他去两个月。”他便和同伴去了，在山上为他终身为处女哀哭了。
You may go, he said, and he let her go for 2 months. She and the girls went into the hills and wept because she would never marry.
三十九，两个月已满，他回到父亲那里，父亲这照所许的愿向他行了，女儿终身没有亲近男子。
After the 2 months, she returned to her father, and he did to her as he had vowed, and she was a virgin.
所以呢，这里说耶弗他许愿呐，说如果我打胜仗回来。
And so here we can see Jephthah made a vow, saying that if he was victorious in battle.
那从家里出来任何一个人，我都把他献为燔祭。
Then whatever comes out of the door of my house to meet, I would offer as a burnt offering.
结果呢？他打胜仗真的回来了。
And so he was indeed victorious, and he came back.
竟然出来的 不是别人，是他独生的女儿。
And what came back was not anyone else but his one and only child.
但是他一定要还愿啊，不能够再说神啊，我许错了，不要算，不算了，
but、
不能够这样啊。
He had to fulfill the vow. He couldn't say, "Oh Lord, I made a mistake."
这个时候他一定要许还愿的啊。
He had to fulfill his vow.
所以最后他跟女儿说："怎么办？我一定要还愿的。那你要被我献为燔祭啊。
And so he told her, "Well, I've made this vow. You must become my offering."
但是女儿也说："好啦，没有关系，神已经让你得胜，打胜仗啊。
And the daughter agreed, saying, "The Lord has already granted you victory."
所以只要让我两个月去哀哭就好了。
So just give me 2 months to weep, and it will be enough.
最后两个月以后，他真的回到父亲这里来，父亲就真的向他行了还愿的事情。
And after 2 months, she truly came back, and the father fulfilled his vow.
当然，到底是不是真的献燔祭，我们在后面也没有很清楚的再讲一次。
And it doesn't give in detail whether it was a burnt offering.
所以很多圣经学者对于这个结果到底有没有真的把女儿献为燔祭，还是说让她终身不婚不嫁这样的一个结果？
And so some scholars debate whether or not she was actually offered as burnt offering or was just kept from marriage.
那如果只是让她终身不婚不嫁就孤独到老，那这是不是也算是还愿的呢？
And if she was just kept from marriage so that she was alone for the rest of her life, does this count?
当然了，如果真的照字面上说的，也是真的把她献为燔祭，那这个在圣经里面其实是是原来神是不希望有人做燔祭的。
And if she was actually offered as a burnt offering, well, this is also against the Lord's command.
只有外邦人在拜偶像才会献人为祭物啊。
Only the Gentiles who worshipped idols would offer people to as a burnt offering.
但是在神的献祭里面，没有把人当做祭物的这种燔祭啊。
But nowhere in God's commands asked for people to be offered as a burnt offering.
好了，我们说四世纪时代真的是很混乱，没有什么道理。
And we say that during the time of Judges, it was really chaotic. They had no law.
他们都没有遵守摩西的律法。
And they did not obey the laws of Moses.
那如果他们真的耶弗他也真的把这个女儿献为燔祭，真的是杀了，然后献给神。
So if Jephthah truly did offer her as a burnt offering, then he would have killed her to give her to God.
这是一个错误的许愿呐。
And so this was a wrong vow.
但是他还是要去做啊。
But he still had to fulfill it.
我们说这就是错许了也不能够后悔的。
And so this is how we know, even if you made a mistake, you cannot back out.
所以我们说许愿这件事情真的要很谨慎。
And this is why when you make a vow, you have to do it carefully.
因为我们不能说我错许了，我要改变啊，我要取消啊。
And you cannot say, "Well, I made a mistake."
因此呢，我们今天既然许了愿，一定要还愿。
And so once you've made the vow, you must fulfill it.
要不然我们会被神处罚更严重的事情啊。
Otherwise, you will be punished by God even more.
我想这个原则讲完以后，我们再讲一个最好的许愿而又还愿的例子。
And so after talking about this, let's go back to a good example of someone who made a vow and
就是雅各，他也要离开父母亲的家，要去舅舅拉班那里。
Which is Jacob, when he had to leave his parents' home to go to his uncle Laban.
可是在路上他在旷野睡着了。
But on the way, he fell asleep in the wilderness.
然后看到在梦里面看到有个梯子。
And in his dream, he saw a ladder.
然后梯子上有神的使者上去下来。
And on the ladder, he saw the angels of God going up and down.
那神就站在梯子上面对他讲话。
And God was on the ladder, on the stairway, telling him.
他说："我要与你同在，我要赐福去给你。
He said that I am with you, and I will bless you.
你无论到哪里，我都要保佑你，让你平安。
No matter where you go, I will protect you and grant you peace.
哇，雅各做了这个梦，醒过来以后就大大的敬畏神呐。
And after Jacob awoke from his from this dream, he loudly praised the Lord.
那就向神许愿呐。
And he made a vow.
我们来看创世纪二十八章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 28.
二十八章二十节。
28:20.
二十八章二十节。
Chapter 28:20.
雅各许愿说："神若与我同在， 在我所行的路上保佑我，又给我食物吃，衣服穿。
Then Jacob made a vow, saying, If God will be with me and will watch over me to this journey I am taking, and will give me food to eat and clothes to wear.
21, 使我平平安安地回到我父亲的家，我就必以耶和华为我的神。
21, so that I return safely to my father's house, and then the Lord will be my God.
22, 我所立为柱子的石头也必做神的殿，凡你所赐给我的，我必将十分之一献给你。
And this stone that I have set up as a pillar will be God's house, and all that you give me, I will give you a tenth.
哇，所以现在雅各向神许愿啊。
And so Jacob made a vow.
如果神跟我同在又祝福我，
If God is with me and blesses me,
让我平安回到父亲的家，
so that I safely return to my father's
house, 那我就要敬拜神啊。
Then I will worship the Lord.
而且啊，要建造神的殿。
And I will establish his temple.
然后要献上十分之一。
Or his house, and I will give him a tenth.
许这个愿以后呢，神真的听了他的祷告。
And after he made this vow, God truly heard.
后来呢，他到拉班啊舅舅的家以后。
Later, when he went to his uncle Laban's house.
哇，就娶了两个老婆。
He married two wives.
啊，又两个妾。
And he had
concubine,
and he had two concubines.
然后又生了十一个儿子。
And he had 12 sons.
然后最后把全家。又带了很多的财富离开了。
And later he brought back a lot of wealth.
那最后他真的有向神还愿了。
And he truly did repay the Lord.
好，我们来看呢，《创世纪》三十五章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 35.
在这里就记载了他如何向神还愿呢？
Here it records how he repaid the Lord.
我们看呢，三十五章第一节。
35 verse 1.
创世纪三十五章第一节。
Chapter 35, verse 1.
神对雅各说：“起来，上伯特利去，住在那里，要在那里筑一座坛给神，就是你逃避你哥哥以扫的时候向你显现的那一位。”
Then God said to Jacob, "Go up to Bethel and settle there, and build an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you were fleeing from your brother Esau."
第二节，雅各就对他家中的人，并一切与他同在的人说：“你们要除掉你们中间的外邦神，也要自洁，更换衣裳。”
So Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, "Get rid of the foreign gods you have with you, and purify yourselves and change your clothes."
第三节，我们要起来上伯特利去，在那里我要筑一座坛给神，就是在我遭难的日子应允我的祷告，在我行的路上保佑我的那一位。
So, then come, let us go up to Bethel, where I will build an altar to God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and who has been with me, wherever I have gone.
所以现在呢神叫雅各要到伯特利要去筑一座坛给神，要去还愿
And so God called Jacob to go to Bethel to build an altar to repay.
就是说要敬拜神不要再拜偶像
In other words, to worship the Lord and not to worship God.
所以现在雅各也对他家中所有人说，你们要除掉中间所有的外邦神，那些偶像。
And this is why Jacob also said, get rid of your foreign gods.
我要向神还愿
That I must fulfill my vow.
就是我只要敬拜神，不要再拜偶像了。
That I will only worship the God, worship God, and not any idol.
所以呢，真的雅各真的就从此以后就只有敬拜真神，不再拜偶像。
And so Jacob truly did worship God only, and no longer any idols.
因为他在向神许的愿，现在要还愿
Because he made the vow to God, and now he must repay him.
所以呢，这就是雅各他许愿又还愿的过程。
And so this is the process of Jacob making the vow and fulfilling it.
那后来神也真的给他很大的祝福
And again, God blessed him greatly.
所以呢，我们就看到了雅各他的许愿以及还愿。
And so we can see Jacob making his vow and fulfilling it.
所以呢，他的一生完全都在神的恩典之下过着生活。
Which is why he lived his life under the blessing of God.
因此，我们就来思考一个问题。
So let us consider a question.
当我们遇到一个很大的难题，我们向神祷告。
When we come across a big problem and we pray to the Lord,
我们这个时候要不要向神许愿呢？
Do we want to make a vow to God?
这个要考虑我们能不能还愿。
And we must consider, can we fulfill it?
如果我们不能还愿，宁可不要许愿
If we can't fulfill it, then let us not make it.
我们只要向神祷告，单纯祷告，就看看神的旨意是怎样就好了。
We can pray with a simple heart and see what God's What's God's will?
如果神垂听我的祷告，好，感谢神，赞美神，好，然后就好了。
And if God answers our prayers, then we can thank God and all is good.
那尽量报答神，可能就要来教会做一些圣工，做一些奉献。好，那这样就完成了。
And we will need to repay the Lord, perhaps by serving Him or making an offering.
所以这是单纯的祷告，没有许愿的。
And so this is a simple prayer without a vow.
那就看神要不要垂听我们的祷告，都可以求神的旨意成全就好了。
And we can ask for God's will to be done.
但是如果第二种，你又觉得这个事情很严重，如果不加上许愿的话，恐怕神不太会不知道神的旨意是什么。
There's a second type where sometimes you find a problem where it is so severe and so serious that you do not know what God's will is.
所以你又加上许愿的祷告。
So you might make a vow in prayer.
那这样的话，你就一定要还愿了。
And if you do this, then you must fulfill it.
我听过一个神学生在神学院的时候他在做见证，他为什么会当传道
？And I have heard a student who was training to be a preacher make a testimony.
就是他在小的时候呢，生了一场很严重的病。都快要死掉了。
And it was when he was young, he had a very severe illness that he nearly died.
当时他的妈妈一直祷告，求神来看顾这个孩子，让他平安。
And his mom kept praying for him, asking God to grant him peace.
可是祷告一直祷告，可是一直没有看到效果。
But her prayers were unanswered.
最后他的妈妈终于下了一个决心，我来许愿，来祷告，看看神的旨意怎么样吧。
And so she decided that she will make a vow of prayer, and see what God's will is.
所以妈妈就祷告。
And so, the mother prayed.
神啊，如果这个孩子已经快要死了。
And she said, well, if this child is about to die.
如果你让他又活过来。
If you let him come back alive.
让他健康长大。
So that he can be healthy and grow up.
以后我就要把他献给神当传道。
Then in the future, I will dedicate him back to.
哇，当他这样许愿祷告以后呢？
And to become a preacher. And after she made this prayer,
很奇妙的神迹的出现啊
！Miraculously,
结果她的孩子竟然好了
，Her child got better,
竟然可以出院了，健康了
，And left the hospital and grew up.
哇，开始每天快乐的生活
，And lived a happy life.
所以呢，妈妈就每天告诉孩子。
And so the mother told the child every day,
你是我许愿才得到平安的哦。
That you have received this peace because of the vow I made.
所以你长大要当传道哦。
So when you grow older, you must become a preacher.
这个孩子听以后，小时候都说好啊好啊，我当传道啊。小时候都说好。
And so when he was young, he thought, oh, okay, sure.
但是慢慢长大到青少年的时候啊。
But gradually as he grew up to and became an adolescent.
后来就跟妈妈说，我不要当传道，我当传道太痛苦了。
And he told his mom, well, I don't want to be a preacher.
哇，当传道被人家批评哦，领的钱又不多，哇，还要到世界各地跑来跑去，没有一个安定的地方。
You get criticized by everyone. You don't earn a lot of money, and you have to go from one place to another.
特别是弟兄姐妹用那种严格的眼光来批评我们的时候，哇，那个受不了啊。
And especially the members, they'll judge you and criticize you.
大家用放大镜来看传道。
And everyone puts the preacher under a magnifying glass.
所以这个孩子长大以后说，哦，我不要当传道，当传道太痛苦了。
And so this child, he grew up and he said, well, I don't want to be a preacher.
我只要来做圣工就好了，我不要当传道。
I'll serve in the church, just I don't want to be a preacher.
哇，妈妈又说许愿了，可是孩子又不要，那现在怎么办？
So the mother made a vow, but the child is unwilling. So what will happen?
那这样的话，她就不能还愿了。
And now she cannot fulfill it.
所以妈妈就一直向神祷告，求神赦免。
And so the mom kept praying to the Lord, asking for His forgiveness.
然后一直祷告，一直祷告。
And so she kept praying and praying.
一直到她孩子长大了。
Until her child grew up.
有一天她孩子又被神感动了。
And one day he was moved by God.
她说：“你是神给你的生命啊。
”Is that my life is given by God.
如果不是神，你可能早就死掉了。
She told him that your life was given by God. If it wasn't for God,
所以呢，后来这个孩子重新思考他的生命。
And so later on, this child reconsidered his life.
真的呢，如果不是神的话，我可能早就死了。
And truly realized that if it wasn't for God, I would have died a long time ago.
所以这个生命是神的。
And so this life is God's.
所以我不应该为自己而活了。
So I shouldn't live for myself.
我应该为主耶稣而活。
I should live for the Lord.
因为这个生命本来就是神的。
Because this life belonged to God.
后来他才改变主意。
And later on, he changed his mind.
他终于跟妈妈说：“好了，我去考试，考神学院看看。”
And so he said, "All right, I will take the test to become a preacher."
但是如果神学院拒绝我，那表示说神不要我当传道哦，那你的 愿望 也你的许愿也完成了、只是、不是按照你的、我们原来的意思吧。
But if they reject me, then、your vow should still be、then it is God who's rejected me, and your vow should still be complete.
所以呢，他就同意去考试，看看是神的旨意吗？
And so he agreed to go take the test to see is this actually God's will.
结果感谢神呢，过五关呐、啊，过五个关卡的考试跟 interview， 还有很多很多的。这个很多很多的检查。
And then God, he passed all five stages of the exams and the interviews.
啊，后来真的同意了，他当传道了。
And it was agreed for him to be a preacher.
所以呢，那时候他当了神学生的时候，在做见证说，这个生命真的是神给的啊，是神要他当传道的。
And so later on, when he testified, he said that truly this life was given by God, and God wanted him to be a preacher.
所以他现在当了传道，已经到。很多很多的地方去当了传道，也到过香港，也到澳洲，也到过其他很多的国家。
And so he's been a preacher and been all over to Hong Kong, to Australia, to many different countries.
所以呢，妈妈的许愿也得到神的同意。
And the vow of the mother also had the abidance of God.
所以呢，许愿是经过神的同意，垂听的祷告才能够成全。
And so,the vow only through God's abidance can be fulfilled.
所以他要还愿的时候，就把他交给神了。
And so, after she fulfilled it, she gave it back to God.
所以呢，这就是我们看到一个许愿跟还愿呢很好的见证。
And so we can see here a very good testimony.
但是我们还是说不要轻易的许愿。
About making a vow and fulfilling it,
but we must also be careful. 许的愿是一个很严重、很严重。一定要许愿来求神的旨意能够彰显出来的时候。
Knowing that making a vow, we have to be very careful and consider and if God lets us fulfill it.
然后你一定要还愿
Then we must fulfill it.
那这样才完成了这个许愿跟还愿的事情。
And only in this way will we complete this cycle.
所以我们在教会我们不会鼓励大家去许愿
And so in church, we will not encourage everyone to go make vows.
我们就说真的万不得已的时候。你一定要许愿的时候，那你就向神祷告，愿许这个愿望吧。
But if you really have no options, then make a vow to the Lord and see what His will.
我也听过一个传道他说为什么我会当传道，也是许愿来的。
I've also heard another testimony from another.
因为他求圣灵都求不到。
Who said that he made a vow because he kept praying for the Holy
Spirit? 已经到从小就信主了。
He believed since he was young.
可是已经到三十几岁了，还求不到圣灵。
But he was already in his 30s and he still did not have.
他说没有圣灵就不能做圣工
And without the Holy Spirit, he cannot do any service.
所以他最后最后在最后最后的关卡才向神许愿说：“神啊，如果给我圣灵，我就当传道吧。”
So at the very last point, he decided, "Well, Lord, if you Grant me the Holy Spirit, I will become a preacher."
真的过了不久，真的神给他圣灵了。
And really, after not long, God gave him the Holy Spirit.
哇，他得到圣灵的时候很高兴终于得到了。
And when he received it, he was so happy, he finally got it.
可是一定要还愿，就是要当传道。
But now he has to fulfill it, so now he must be a preacher.
所以后来他也乖乖的来当了传道。
And so later on, he obediently submitted.
所以呢，这就是许愿也可以知道神的旨意。
And so by making a vow, you can see what God's will is.
但是一定要还愿才会得到神的喜悦。
But you must fulfill it so that you have the abundance of God.
我们再一起唱诗。
Let us sing him.
152首。
152.